Hi, I'm Carrie Butler, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. I have a special offer for my listeners. You can get my new course at carriebutlercoach.com/Broadway Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once I played a penny who just couldn't stop the beat. Yes, with roller skates on her feet. Goes as recently deceased. A real cool mom, musical version of Tina Fey. Tina Fey, now come with me and fly. I am your host, Miss Carrie Butler. Together, you and I are brave.
We're back for part two with casting director Jason Stiers. If you haven't listened to part one, go back and listen to that one first. He gives some great advice. Is there like another way for people to break into the business like that's not traditional? Have you ever cast someone, you know, that you met or you saw someplace else and or you like, oh, I need to call them in?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I affectionately say I like the weirdos. I love weirdos. I like straight, like I like people that are just not the traditional, you know, cookie cutter path, especially in musical theater, because it so often can be that. But there's a woman that I fell in love with. She was performing down in the subway. Oshawa. Her name's Oshawa. She's absolutely amazing. And I think she's actually ended up doing some really cool things too. But like, I just remember like, she's a contralto. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. I have no clue. Cause I was racking my brain. I was like, where can I find space? And I was just like, we had some kind of like off kilter projects that we were working that needed kind of general performers that, you know, and the kind of specialty acts. And I was just like, okay, maybe there. So like got to know her a little bit better through those processes. And then we were doing a production of Little Mermaid regionally. And I was like, oh my God, I would die to see your version of like Poor Unfortunate Souls. And then it was absolutely stunning. She didn't book it. You know, I mean, like she booked, I don't think she's ever been officially cast, but to this day, she's automatically in the lists of like, is there a space for her? Is there a space for her?
It's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that is so cool that you found her in the subway station.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. She's been doing other things ever since, you know. And that's the thing is like I don't even know if they remember, like if she remembers in the sense of like in these moments like that where like people remember like, oh, that's where it started. Because, you know, people are just, you know, hustling. You know, everyone's like just doing what they need to do and grind, like getting out there and grinding to get something going. And you just, at that point, you're just like saying yes to whatever opportunities that may come up. But I always loved being in that moment of being like, that's something special and unique. And I've never experienced anybody like that in our world in musical theater. So like, is there a way that I can get that into our world?
I love that. How much negotiation goes on, like, say there are two people who, you know, are really, really great, or how much say do you have? What happens behind the scenes that we don't know about when we're like close to getting a part?
I think it definitely varies. And I think that's important for people to understand too, that like with certain teams that I've worked with a really long time, they really value my opinion, right? They care. They're like, they take what I say to them very, you know, to heart. Newer teams, sometimes, you know, they do value my opinion, but ultimately they know what they want. And then there's some people, it really can vary, but I would say that it's very often, especially when it's down to like two people, right? If you're kind of making a decision between two people, it's a very arduous and tough process, you know? And we've been in those situations before where we're having to choose between somebody who maybe has worked on this production before and deciding whether or not they continue with it. Like, things like that are obviously very hard. And it involves crying. And it's all happened. Like, I mean, I've seen that much, and it involves heartbreak. And because somebody has to tell that person, that they're not getting it. You know, and so then it becomes like, okay, who is going to be the best person to let the person know that they're not getting it? Because, I am lucky enough that I work with a lot of people who actually are human and care. So, we speak extensively about how we're going to handle that aspect of it, as well as, yes, the easy part is going to tell someone they're booking something, or that, they're going to be making their Broadway debut, or... I think that's the easy part. That's fun. And even like, another great example of like circuitous, how to handle the kind of, we get a lot of no's. There's a ton of rejection in this business. Mm-hmm. All of us. Mm-hmm. I get told no, or I don't even get told no a lot. It's implied no, right? A good friend of mine actually just made his Broadway debut in Spamalot, ironically. And he has been in and out of the business over so many years. Like, I cast him in Forum down at Shakespeare Theater DC with Josh Rhodes as the choreographer. And, it was from that he got to know Josh Rhodes. So, since then, that was like 2015, 14, I think it was. And then that time frame, between then and now, he had left the business, gotten to real estate. A reality show picked up his real estate office to be doing that. So he did that. Even the business came after him, it seems like. That stopped. He got out of it again. And then after 4 years of not, he's like, I haven't put on tap shoes in 4 years. I don't know if I can do this anymore. He went in for an audition for Spamalot, which I'm not involved with this production, but except for the fact that Josh Rhodes is directing and choreographing. So Josh had reached out, reached out to be like, hey, see if Matt is around. He would be an excellent like swing who could like cover things, and like, he's wonderful and I love working with him. So he went in, booked it, made his Broadway debut after being technically out of the business for 4 years.
I should have him on my podcast.
He's stunning. He's a lovely person. I even knew that. I was like, he texted me, he's like, hey, do you, like, out of the blue, he's like, hey, do you have a couple seconds? I was like, oh, what is it now? Are you like booking a film or something? I just assumed it was something big. And he told me that he was making his Broadway debut, and I was just like crying. We were both like, because, he worked so hard I met him in 2009, 10, that's 14, 15 years later, making your Broadway debut, and in a very unexpected way. So.
Yeah, that is so sweet. You're bringing out the good stories.
I mean, I'm lucky enough to have had them, so.
What advice would you give to somebody who's just coming to New York and trying to make it? And also, do you know any, like, other ways people can network and anything that they might not know about? Any, like, small theater companies or something they could start out with?
Absolutely. I think come to New York, fall in love with the city if you can. Because I think that I'm such a, again, since I didn't come from the art world, and maybe this is my stepdad, my mom, my parents, they raised that, I'm definitely their child. Being financially stable allows you to take a lot more risks in this crazy expensive city.
100%.
And there's other ways of doing, making that happen. I'm sure... I can safely say that I've never waited tables, which is not a good or a bad thing. It just is. But I have worked in a coffee shop, right? I'm a morning person. That was an easy job for me to make good money and also stay sane, and gave me flexibility. So you got to find the thing that's right for you. Don't assume that just because everyone else in this industry kind of gets like pushed into this world of like, oh, you got to work in this sort of find something that will work for you, because there are wonderful opportunities that can give you the financial stability and the flexibility to be able to take the risks that you need to take. There are a lot of different opportunities.
I did a whole season on side hustles for people.
Yes.
Because it is. It's so important.
It is. And it truly...
If you get burnt out, you won't do good auditions.
You don't want to go to auditions. Even if you do go to auditions, yeah. Like that energy comes with you. And it's evident. You know, it's so evident. And like that energy is so important to try to like... I can't imagine carrying that around. It's baggage. You know what I mean? Like and you'll go through phases where that happens, you know, where you're upset with the industry, you're upset with so many things. We all go through that. But I think finding ways of like mitigating that and really handling it like an adult, you know, as you kind of push into this industry as a professional, that's an important aspect. And then as far as like other ways of getting to know, like, I think that we now live in a digital age, right? So I think having, you know, any sort of material available, making sure that you are ready to say yes to a job, right? Or yes to an audition. That is the most important part, is like having yourself out there in a very readily accessible way, and you being accessible enough to be able to get you into the room, right? Sometimes we don't have a lot of lead time. I just got an email asking for 10 people ish to be brought in for an audition tomorrow, and I'm like, these are tomorrow, everyone, like, you know, like, and I don't think anyone did that maliciously. I think people's lives just got busy, but at the same time, I'm like, I unfortunately am the person that has to go to them and say, hey, I know this audition's tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. can you be there? And that's just very often how this goes. So being ready to, being, again, the mise en place of it all, right? The having all your tools ready to go and not letting that fluster you. That's, to me, that's actual audition technique. It's not like, oh, how do you break down a song? Yeah, you need to know how to do that. You should figure that out. But I think the true audition technique comes in just like, is the boring stuff, like even when you're in ballet class, bar work, you know, tendu close, is knowing that no matter what I do, I know where that foot goes. I know, okay, great, it closes back to fifth. And a lot of like that, a lot of how I approach my brain and how I approach this business is based, thankfully, in dance, because I danced for so long. So that is a huge part of the core of my being. Yeah. So I would say that, you know, that's finding non-traditional paths. Obviously being available in the virtual space is really great. Instagram's essentially free, annoying, but free. And, you know, and having a very easy path for me sitting down at my desk, not on my phone, right? Sending messages on Instagram is like, it's fine to start the conversation. But like, I work at a desk, right? You know, and so I'm going to be sending emails and stuff like that. So having the sort of like, I think having a basic level of, you know, what is, you know, clerical in a way, keeping up with your emails, having that readily available in some way, shape or form. Make sure I'm always preaching about like, you know, brand consistency, even though I don't believe that humans are brands, but we can learn from brand consistency. We can say across all platforms, it's, you know, your name is your name. Not, you know, like my first name is actually Robert. Surprise. Yeah. It's not like it's on one platform. It says Robert Stiers. And then the next one says Jason Stiers. Because then I'm like, those are not the same person.
Right.
Being consistent across it, that helps us to make sure it cuts down on time. So I can just click through. I'm like, all the same person. This is the person that we need to bring in.
That's a really good point. Yeah. What about, and I have no idea about this, but is there an etiquette to people contacting you? Like, say they're in a show and they want you to come see it or something like that. How do you feel about that? And not you specifically, but even any casting director.
I would say that, you know, like, since I'm in communication with a lot of independent casting directors, and so we regularly have this, and we all have our own opinions on this, right? And I think that's makes it hard, but also... What I can say generally is that, you know, if you are going to invite, you know, a casting director, just be aware that sometimes things don't get responded to because that ends up being a lower priority. And that's hard not to take personally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just like, I have to get all these people in for tomorrow's audition. You know, like, we're scrambling all the time to make up for, you know, poor planning. So I would say that don't be afraid to reach out, but just realize that, you know, you may get no answer. That doesn't mean keep following up. That means it just may not be the time. And then, you know, I don't think, you know, I have had people like tag me on Instagram posts sometimes and like, will I look at it? Sure. That doesn't mean it's going to result in anything necessarily.
Right.
You know, as far as like,
but it doesn't annoy you. It is what it is.
You know, it is what it is. And I'm like, I get it. I respect the hustle and I respect, but.
Right.
But, you know, if it becomes a hyper regular thing where it's like every day I'm getting the same thing, that might edge into like a little bit of an invasion of, of like professional behavior. But I do think that, like, you know, our job is to find, right? We're seekers. We're out there trying to find the right person. So if you are doing the best you can to make sure that you have everything you need out there, you will be found. I mean, not to be like cheesy in that moment, but like,
no, I love that.
You will, you know, our job is to find, you know, it's, you know, the good casting directors, the good casting associates, the good casting assistants and interns. We're all out here just trying to find somebody new and fresh and exciting, and also surround them with pros who will support their youngness, their newness, their, you know, inexperience, you know, which is not a bad thing. It just, we want to make sure that all of those people are being supported and it put in the right positions, because the way I look at it is like, I'm not trying to cast a star. Star, you know, ultimately stars should be cast by producers. We'll talk about that on another day, but you know, like, I'm trying to assemble the constellation. I'm trying to assemble a constellation that allows for the North Star to let me know, oh, look at this whole piece together and how they actually interact with each other. That energy between the two. That's exciting to me. You know, it's relative.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, prepare yourself. And if you are prepared, you will be able to say yes to the opportunity when the time is right.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Great. So before we end, I just want to hear a little bit about the things that you have created and founded, the Casting Collaborative.
Yeah. So the Casting Collaborative.
And the caucus, right?
The caucus for independent casting. So, you know, we saw a big part of this, you know, came about because I wanted to make sure that casting was being, that the future of casting was going to have a very broad and very diverse lens. And I mean that very, not in the hot button issue concept of diversity, right? I mean that in like true different backgrounds, different mindsets, in addition to obviously talking about any issues of like gender, race, anything whatsoever. And I think, so I created the Casting Collaborative, I refer to it as a creative project that allows independent casting directors to work together on projects or independently of each other on projects. So that way the project itself gets the best. For example, you wouldn't choose someone who was bad at, you know, you're choosing lighting designers, you're choosing choreographers, you're choosing all of these things based off of their appropriateness for the project, ostensibly, right? Mm-hmm. So why are we not doing that with casting? You know, we need a casting director who's going to understand the world of this play in addition to understanding the communities that they're reaching out to. So that allows us the ability to kind of like hop in on projects, tag team on projects, or work solo on projects without it like weighing down the project and the production itself.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And the caucus is a separate concept, which allowed a bunch of independent casting directors to just start talking to each other. It allows us to communicate with each other, share ideas about our own industry. But also when we find somebody exciting, when you meet somebody on a subway platform, you're like, I have nothing for this person. Please just check them out. Check them out and find if anybody has a good opportunity for them, please find a place for them. So we do a lot of that too.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else to plug today, or can people follow you anywhere?
Absolutely. Of course, on Instagram is kind of my main platform. It's Casting by Jason Stiers. And then also the Casting Collab has its own Instagram as well, which we're just now starting, which is a mistake on my behalf. I need to take my own advice. But we're getting that up and running for 2024. So that way everyone can start understanding it a little bit better.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much for joining us. Really, really insightful information.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
We just mentioned side hustles with Jason, so I'm going to go back to our queen of the open calls, my niece, Margot Plum. So you have a side hustle. How do you work that around your auditions?
It's challenging, but I will take up my phone and try and sign up for auditions during work if I can. You know, sometimes I'm not able to, and that's disheartening. But with the EPAs, they do have 40 open slots where you can walk in and sign up. Then they have the alternate list. So if you don't get a slot, you can sign up for the alternate list. You know, for EPAs, I like going to EPAs more because you get to sing more. You get 32 bars, which is about a minute and a half. For ECCs, you get 16 bars, which is about 45 to 60 seconds. So I always try and go to EPAs because I want to sing more. But, you know, if everybody's singing a minute and a half song, then they're not going to fit in EMCs or non-union people.
Right.
So I do try and be mindful of that a little bit. Like, I'll more often than not pick my shorter cut, which is about a minute instead of a minute and a half. You can also feel it in the room when your cut is too long. And you were not a smart actor, so they're never going to.
When people are coming to New York, what type of job do they have to be able to, like, what kind of schedule do they have to be able to go on auditions?
I think you can do a variety of things. You just have to know what your body can take. So I knew that I could not be on my feet all day. So I did not want to go into the restaurant industry. I also saw a lot of my friends get really sucked in to those industries, and they were not able to go to auditions because they were too tired. I see a lot of people babysit. And
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Babysitting got me through up till the pandemic, and then I sort of weaned off of it because I started my quilting business and I didn't need to babysit anymore. I see a lot of people with side hustles. So I've seen a couple people do voice lessons. Like, I know one of the people who's cast in that non-union tour of Little Women that I mentioned, her name's Rachel Pantazis. She teaches voice lessons on the side. And so, like, I know she has like crafted her schedule around that. She's on TikTok, and she talks a lot about auditions as well. And she also like is very calm when she talks about auditions. I've noticed like a lot of people on social media are very like, these are the auditions that I went to, like throwing a lot of musical theater energy onto TikTok. And you don't need to go to every audition. Like when I see that stuff, I see people who are trying to go to every audition. And I just wonder, are you right for every room you're walking into? Like, do you need to?
Well, I do think it's good to go on auditions that you're not right for, because that's so much of the business is networking. So the casting directors will see you come in, you'll be disciplined, you're consistently giving good auditions, and you're showing a variety of work. So you're showing them that one time you can do comedy, one time you can do drama. So, and there's no pressure because you don't actually feel like you're right for the part. And so then that's how you build a relationship, and that's when they start maybe calling you in for stuff because they've seen you do all these different auditions.
Is there anything else that people need to know? Any other like websites or things people should follow for auditioning now? I definitely have recommended The Hustle on Instagram to everyone because I don't know how they're getting their information. People must be like sending them like, this is what's happening in the room. But they are so clear and concise about what's going on in the room. That's really helpful for like, if you have to go to work and you have to come back for the open calls.
Yeah, yeah. Those are great. We'll add all of the people that you suggested in the description because that's really helpful, I think, for people. Let everyone know where they can find you and also your quilt business, your side hustle.
Oh,
who needs a quilt?
So my Instagram is Margie, M-A-R-G-Y, Plum, like the fruit. And my quilting Instagram is Plum Tree Projects. At a certain point, I was trying to like do singing videos and also do quilting stuff, but I do not have the energy to do all of it. I cannot.
It's a lot of work.
Especially in audition season. That's also something. Audition season is really January to May.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's very intense. The week of Natalie's wedding, I was trying to get...
My daughter's wedding, Margot's sister.
I was trying to sign up on the Equity portal, was like number 350. And if you're over 100, you kind of know you're not going to get an appointment. But you want to stay on the page because maybe you will. So I did not get an appointment. And then I was driving back from Ohio at a gas station. And I was like, maybe people have canceled their auditions. So that Monday, I got an appointment for the call that was on Wednesday because there was an open time slot. And it happened to be my favorite time slot, first one of the day. but then I ended up getting a appointment for my agent. So I had to put it on tape. So I did not go to the Equity open call, which the series of events was very interesting. But I am always on the Equity website. I've noticed that the calls come out 2 to 3 weeks before the actual call. And there's like three theaters who want to have auditions February 2nd.
Oh, wow.
So how am I going to? That's hard to get appointments to. One theater is going to have to go. I'm just not going to be seen at one. And then one theater I'll go and sign up and wait. And then one theater I'll try to get an appointment at.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing all great information. Our queen open calls, Margot Plum. Thanks for being here, Margot.
Sure.
Thank you so much for listening. If you would like me to come to your school or theater group and give a masterclass or a talk back, please reach out at carriebutlercoach.com. If you like this podcast, subscribe and leave a rating. And in the comments, let me know what topics you want me to cover. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Together, you and I are breaking Broadway.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.